At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Good morning, everybody. This is Charlie Epps, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. On a very sad day in Texas, it's been a horrible week. As the world knows, what happened in Uvalde, Texas, should never happen, and a series of mistakes were made. We got to protect our children. I'm certainly, you know, I don't work in the school system, but this is embarrassing. We're having far too many of these shootings and killing innocent children, and we got to stop this. And I don't have the answer, Will, but gosh darn, this should not happen at all in the United States of America.
Well, Charlie, nice to be with you today. And yes, you know, I'll give the words of PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. The PGA is heartbroken by the tragedy and lives lost to Robb Elementary School. 19 children, two teachers. The tour has such a strong presence in Texas, including this week at the Charles Schwab Challenge, and we are joining with our numerous Texas-based tournaments across all three tours in supporting victims first to assist families of the deceased survivors. And you know, the link to participate in that, very easy to find. But yes, Charlie, it's heartbreaking. We definitely have a lot of progression as far as the country is concerned to go.
Well, the fact of the matter is, and you know, we have the NRA in Houston with National Convention this week, and everybody talks about the gun laws, but it is 2022. Our country was based on, you know, we must be able to defend ourselves. But this is not about defending ourselves. This is about saving lives for young kids innocently killed because some idiot has access to two guns, 800. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But we'll talk more golf when we come back. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity, the company that inspires business performance.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome aboard on a Saturday morning. Welcome into the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. What a show we have ahead of us today, Charlie and I. We're going to start by reviewing the PGA Championship, which was an absolute roller coaster ride on Sunday. We'll get to some injuries around the PGA Tour. Of course, we'll get into a full breakdown of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. I'll give you a little LPGA news and then a lesson from the golf doctor and a couple predictions ahead of the U.S. Open, which is coming up in a couple weeks at Brookline. But, Charlie, let's start with this PGA Championship last week at Southern Hills. You know, coming down the stretch on Sunday, did you expect that amount of drama at the end?
Yes, only because it's a major championship. First prize is $2.7 million. It's an incredible pressure-packed moment in anybody's life, especially a golfer that has never gone through what he was about to go through. And the whole week up at Tulsa was magnificent. You had weather issues, you had golf course issues, you had players playing well that you didn't expect, and then you had the good players not making the cut. You know, it's just a bag of what golf is all about, and you just never know what's going to happen from, you know, the first hole through 18. But I thought it was a marvelous championship, and we have a great champion.
Yeah. We'll get to Justin Thomas in a second, but as far as Mito Pereira is concerned, you know, the leader through the first couple of days, 68, 64, 69, really has the tournament in the bag until the 72nd hole, where he winged it right in a creek that was originally there for the Perry Maxwell design, but Gil Haynes actually structured that creek to come into a little bit more play. So kudos to the course design there. But, you know, Charlie, it's interesting to hear Mito's words afterwards. He was so professional, was so good with the media, handling the situation after a complete collapse. And he said, you know, when I got here, the goal was to make the cut. And on the 72nd hole, I could feel all the pressure. So he was very honest about that.
Yes, and good for him. And he was great with handling the press and coming out and speaking. And Rory disappeared again. I mean, he never.
He didn't talk to the press on Saturday or Sunday, Charlie.
No.
And you have to fulfill your obligations.
You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, the public wants to know, and he is such a, you know, he lit up the golf course the first day, but then it just didn't go his way. But he's still got to come out to the press and say something, whether it's right or wrong. So, but to go back to Mito, you know, I was sick to my stomach, and I watched most of it all day long. I just thoroughly enjoyed the last round of a major at Tulsa. And the excitement and what I can see going on what went on was very riveting, as far as personal tragedies and what was going to happen. I just knew that we were going to have a train wreck. And when Justin started making a little move and you know, the leaders weren't going to, you know, they were going to go backwards. They couldn't maintain that play, and Justin had a putt really on 18, 72nd hole to really put it a little more out of reach, and he didn't make it. But then Mito had a perfect opportunity to get a two-shot lead on 17, and that putter gets really heavy, and he left it about a half an inch short, which would have changed the whole way he would have played 18. And when that didn't go down, he just went to the wrong club, and his caddy was inexperienced. He was inexperienced, and consequently, he ended up not only hitting it in the water, but he made a double bogey and went from first to third so quickly, and we got Justin as our champion.
Yeah, not quite the extent of the shades of 99 Carnoustie with Vandeveld, but you know, you got that same sickening sensation in your stomach, Charlie. It was really something on 18. You know, to Justin Thomas, you know, made a couple bogeys on the front nine, was made the turn at even, wasn't getting many putts to fall, makes the turn and makes three birdies on the back nine, and you know, it obviously propelled him a shot ahead of Mito, and then Will Zalatoris joined the pack, who's a Texan that, you know, if Will Zalatoris can learn how to putt, Charlie, I think we'll have another local major winner here pretty soon. But first, he's got to win a PGA Tour event.
Well, it's very evident that he has a nervous problem in his putting stroke, and those kind of situations are really kind of hard to overcome. He fought valiantly, and he made so many good golf swings. His time will come. I think that is for sure. But I got to give a shout out to Bones Mackay, the caddy.
Wonderful.
That really brought home his horse. He was the jockey. Even during the whole week he was saying the right things. And his Justin's father, Mike, who is a great golf professional, he even acquiesced and said, if it hadn't been for Justin saying Bones saying what he said to Justin to calm his nerves and to believe in himself and just hang in there. And when they turned the back nine, like you said, they were hanging in there and the putt started to drop. That putt on 12, I guess it was that the one that made a difference? I don't know, but it was definitely exciting.
Yeah, he birdied 11 and 12 to get within one. And you couldn't help but to think of what Jack Nicklaus always used to say, Charlie, how he would let the leaders fall back to him.
Yeah, and more times than not, that's exactly what happens, especially in experience. And, you only get experience by being in this situation that they were facing the Sunday of a major championship. And it was really gut-wrenching.
Interesting to see that three of the last four PGA championships have been won by second-time winners. So 2019, Koepka won his second PGA. Phil, in 2021, won his second PGA. And then, of course, this year, Justin Thomas, winning his second PGA. His first came back in Quail Hollow in 2017. But great week at the PGA. And Charlie, let's hear a little bit more about our friends over at Insperity.
Insperity. Well, here's what it's all about. All of our great listeners that support our show. When you want to hire a company, you got to look at their mission statement. What is Insperity all about? And here, in a very few words, to me, is the secret to Insperity: helping business succeed so communities prosper. And it's a recipe for success. Insperity knows what their mission is. They know what they can do, and that's HR that makes a difference, and that frees up small business owners to be able to get out and do what they do best, is sell their vision, their creation, and it works. They're not bogged down by, stuff that they, government regulations, if you will. But a company that wants you to succeed so yet your communities prosper. I mean, it's a big deal here in Houston, up in Kingwood, Texas. We got 4,000 people all in the United States working to prosper business, and Insperity is that company. So it's, if you want to really improve your bottom line, log on to Insperity, call their experts, and I guarantee you, your business will run a lot smoother.
Okay, a little leaderboard update from Colonial. Scott Stallings, who recently qualified into the U.S. Open, leads the way, tied with Bo Hosler, former Texas alum, at 9-under, as well as Masters champion Scottie Scheffler. And right behind him, former Masters champion Patrick Reed, back in form and in contention at Colonial. When we come back, more on Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka still being out with injuries, plus a full breakdown of Colonial Country Club, as well as early round coverage from the Charles Schwab Challenge. Back after this with Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the SportsMap Radio Network,
powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, welcome aboard on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Charlie, getting back into the conversation, a couple more notes on Rory McIlroy's PGA. You know, it started out with a 65, and, you know, I know the middle two rounds weren't what he hoped for, and, you know, he considered it a big disappointment, another letdown. But I see this in a little bit of a different way for Rory. I haven't seen him leading after day one in a major in quite some time, and I would think he would take that into consideration a little bit more when evaluating this golf tournament.
I think one of the things you can learn from Jack Nicklaus's career and his major play is that he was conservative in his recovery strategy. And once he made one mistake, he wasn't going to make two mistakes. He wasn't going to make a double. He wasn't going to make a triple. I mean, look at the triple that Rory makes in his, you know, championship. Triple bogeys are just deadly, and it's only because you get too aggressive. He's got to learn that what you just said about what Nicklaus said, you know, he let the field come back to him. Rory feels like he's got to win every tournament 18 under par. And, you know, he had a couple of major championships that he won by big margins, and he kept the pedal to the metal. But now, as you mature and all that, you got to throttle back and play a little more conservative in those situations and don't make those horrible triple bogeys.
In round three, what Charlie's referring to, in round three, on his way to a 74, Rory made a double on the par 3 sixth and a triple on the par 3 11th. So that tells that story as far as PGA Championship is concerned for Rory McIlroy. Charlie, before we get to the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial, a lot to get to there. Some news around the world of golf, of course. You know, when you look at where the game was 4 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, the two names you think of are Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. Well, you know, all the weightlifting, all the swing speed stuff, it really has caught up to both of them. DeChambeau still out recovering from his wrist surgery. And Charlie, I have heard, I've received information that has led me to believe that Brooks Koepka is on his way to a wrist surgery as well.
You know, those are athletes that really have tried to do things in a very forceful way. You know, the game has changed so much in the process of speed. You got to throttle back. You got to be more conservative with your discipline, and that golf is a, you know, it's not one shot. It's an accumulation of 2,000 holes a year, and you got to protect yourself. And injuries were never quite this bad. That you see Bryson and Brooks Koepka going through. So they got to protect themselves. And once again, it goes back to being conservative, and it's not. You know, in the Indianapolis 500, we're going to see on Sunday, they had to throttle that back. They had to control the speed. They wouldn't let him get up to these incredible speeds and not only put everybody in danger, but it ridiculous. And so we got to control the speed, the golf ball, the swing speeds, and get it to where you don't ruin your career with one shot.
And of course, they took deals and played in events like the match, extra events during the year. In Brooks' case, you know, with Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and good for him, more to his power of benefiting from that. And in Bryson's case, it was more the long drive stuff. So both benefiting off their brand, but now they're coming to find out at some point during the season, you need a little bit of rest.
Rest and you know, you just got to take care of yourself, and you don't have to you know, put yourself in harm's way like they have trying to create that 130 mile an hour clubhead speed.
It's It's really crazy where the speed in the game has gone, Charlie. Okay, one more bit of LPGA golf news before we get to Colonial. That comes from the LPGA. Charlie, Nelly Korda, one of the many phenoms of the women's game, returns to the U.S. Open at Pine Needle after a blood clot was found in her arm a couple months ago. So scary situation there, and good to have her back. Of course, Korda, the daughter of the great tennis legend Peter Korda, and her brother is actually competing at the French Open right now in tennis. So it'll be good to have her back in the mix next week, Charlie.
Yes, yes. And then also the news of Michelle Wee is going to retire after this year's Ladies U.S. Open, which she won a few years ago at Pinehurst. And that's kind of sad, but I can understand. She has a daughter now, and she has a family, and she can back away and enjoy her life. But I think she might be back. I don't think this is the last of what we see of Michelle Wee. I mean, Annika Sorenstam is starting to play a little more, but that was one of the most mismanaged careers of any athlete that I've ever seen.
Of all time, Charlie. I mean, missed the Sony Open cut on the PGA Tour by one as an 11-year-old. We can make of her, you know, career what we must, but with that kind of being a prodigy in that sense, to only come up with five wins and one major is in no doubt in my mind a disappointment. I think there's definitely going to be some regrets there, but I also agree with you in the sense that she could return. But to be honest with you, I thought she retired a couple of years ago. I haven't heard her name and, you know, or seen her name on a leaderboard in a couple of years here. So that's our news as far as the LPGA is concerned. Moving into the Charles Schwab Challenge, Charlie, another Perry Maxwell design, two in a row here.
This is a great golf course, and it's a golf course that anybody can win on because it's not overly long. You have to be, you know, straight as an arrow, but then you have to have the ability to curve the ball left and right with the driver. The dog legs at Colonial are really quite something. They have the horrible horseshoe. You got the one hole that goes dead left, and then you got a par three that's impossible, and then you got Hogan's Alley, which is a hole that goes along the Trinity River, and you got to hit that power fade. And so it's a great golf course, a fun golf course to watch, and we'll see how our good friend Jordan Spieth, who made over 100 feet of putts finally on Friday to get in the mix.
Finally, because, you know, last week for Jordan was a bit of a disappointment, and once again hit the ball extremely well from tee to green, but, he's just had those few tournaments this year where the putter just doesn't show up. Charlie, I don't think it's anything to be, very concerned about, but I did see Southern Hills as, I thought he would perform a little better at that venue last week.
Yes, we're all disappointed that he wasn't, there on Sunday afternoon. But that putter is a wicked instrument, and we've got to really learn how to use it. And my tip, we're going to talk about a little. I'm going to give a great recommendation about putting.
Wonderful. Now, as far as the top of this leaderboard is concerned at Colonial. There's a lot going on here. You know, Scott Stallings is tied in it's a three-way tie for the lead with Bo Hosler and Scottie Scheffler. Scott Stallings recently made it to the U.S. Open through qualifying. So a lot of exciting news there as players make their way to the U.S. Open, Charlie.
Yes, and the person we haven't seen all year is Patrick Reed. And Patrick is right there in fourth position. He's minus eight, followed by Pat Perez, who's a character and who's, I think, one of the candidates to go play in that new tour. But we got the good music going, so I'm going to send it to our good producer, Sean. And this is Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. This is Will Doctor and Charlie Epps. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
And welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network, driven by Insperity HR that makes a difference. We talked about the PGA Championship last week, Mito Pereira's collapse, what he can learn from that. Actually, in the mix a little bit this week, Mito Pereira's at Colonial. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We talked about Rory's performance at the PGA, what he can take away from that. Got to a little LPGA news and some early round action at Colonial. Before we get started in the third segment, Charlie, let's hear about our good friends from Howe Water.
You know, and I'm going to also say, how should you putt? What do you need to become a good putter? But more importantly, what you need for great hydration, and how water can do that. It's a new form of water that is hydrogenated with oxygen, and you put oxygen in there, and it leads to great hydration. Howwater.com. If you go to howwater.com, and put in Charlie 20, you'll get 20% off your first order. But hydration is where it's all about. And ladies and gentlemen, we know we must protect our children. And what we've gone through this week is just absolutely tragical. But also on the golf course, we've got to get our kids hydrated. We've got to get the – and hydration starts on Monday. Don't wait to the last minute. Drink your water every day religiously and get your hydration up to where these hot summer days are not going to affect you as much, and you're going to stay cool, calm, and collected. So how water is a process that really brings out the hydration point of why we drink water, and it's processed in Mineral Springs, Texas. That's right outside of Fort Worth. And I guarantee you, you drink how water, you will get hydrated, and your scores are going to improve because you'll have extra energy. So do me a favor, drinkhowwater.com. But now moving into my tip of the day, and, you know, all the experts are going to tell us that nothing happens without a thought. So how do we get the information to create good thoughts for putting? Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Stan Utley. He has a beautiful book, and it's The Art of Putting. And a couple of years ago, my son-in-law called me, and my grandson, they were up in Colorado, and Stan Utley is teaching up there. And he says, "Well, you think Charlie should go see Stan Utley?" And I said, "You better believe it, because Stan is a no-nonsense, just a basic feel-based system, and feel is what golf is all about. It's not geometry, it's feeling the putter, feeling the stroke, and creating a routine that will allow you to do this under duress. I mean, one of Mito's problems at the PGA, his routine broke down. You've got to have a routine that really will give you the right outcome in putting. So I guarantee you, if you buy the book and you read it and you read it and you read it, you will become a good putter, because now you go to the putting green and you'll have the proper thoughts on what it is that you're trying to do. You're just not hitting the ball. You're making a putting stroke that will make the putts. Get the book.
Yeah, Mito, First off, full endorsement of Stan Utley. I've read his book. There's so many guys on tour that work with him more than what's even named. So a great tip there. And yes, Mito on 18. He needed some Hal water. He needed some routine, Charlie. Moving into some of the coverage from Colonial. Well, we have a stacked leaderboard here, and one guy we haven't talked about today yet is Patrick Reed, whose numbers have slightly improved since the start of the season. You know, Charlie went through an equipment change, lost a little bit of distance all of a sudden, so it's been a rocky start to the year, but Patrick Reed sitting one back at 8-under, looking like he's turning the corner a little bit.
Yes, yes. He's gone into a slump. He's gone in for different reasons, and that happens in golf. You can't maintain this focus. So you got to back away. Nicklaus went through it. Tom Watson went through it. Tom Watson didn't win for 9 years after he three putted to lose the U.S. Open at Oakmont in '83. So, you know, you got to take time off. Less is more, that's for sure. Patrick Reed should be somebody to contend with this weekend, Will. But the only problem is those tight dog legs. I don't know if there's enough room to fit that slinging hook that he likes to hit.
No doubt. And another huge, problem for him that he's going to encounter on the weekend is he's got these three guys, Charlie. He's got Jordan Spieth chasing his tail. He's got Victor Hovland chasing him, and Scotty Scheffler, as of right now, has a share of the lead. And I believe if Scheffler won this week, it would make 5 wins in 9 starts. So we kind of go back to that conversation of if he continued to do this and win, it would be reminiscent of seasons that we haven't seen since Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh.
You're correct. And through the history of golf, there's always been guys that get really hot. Johnny Miller, for example, he won 7 or 8 tournaments in 1 year. So it's not uncommon that...
How about Byron Nelson, Charlie?
Yeah, Byron, he won 9 in a row. So that is for sure something that we consider. Scotty, although he let us down at the PGA, he made a double bogey in the last hole to miss the cut. But he's back in the lead on the leaderboard today. It's good. I saw a picture of our PGA champion sitting on his sofa with I think it was an adult libation and his arm around his the Wanamaker trophy. So he had a great run, 20 tournaments, 20 straight cuts. He was a leading cut maker, and so now he's enjoying his fruits of his labor.
That's right. Justin Thomas waited by his standards, not by PGA Tour standards, waited a fairly long time for his expectations to win again. His previous win was the 2021 Players. And he was hungry for that second major. He's the same age as Jordan Spieth, wants to be in the same conversation, and chasing greatness. He has the closest relationship to the greatest player of all time in Tiger Woods that anyone has on the PGA Tour. So it'll be exciting to see him continue to keep this going. I'm not sure if he's the type of player like a Koepka or like a Spieth that is going to reel off 2 or 3 of these majors at a time. I see Justin Thomas more as a purely consistent player that's just going to keep up solid finishes over the long stretch of time. We'll see a lot of top 10, top 15 finishes from him in majors and hopefully win a few more. I have no doubts. I just don't see him as the type of person that is going to go to Brookline and go to St. Andrews and keep one of those, Grand Slam type runs that we saw from Tiger or Jordan, for Jordan 2015, for Tiger in 2000 and 2001.
You know, that's it's so, we just finished one major, but now we're teeing it up for the U.S. Open, and this is going to be an incredible tournament. And then after that, the British Open, and who's going to win, we don't know. But you know, the last person to win two U.S. Opens back to back was Curtis Strange, and there's a great magazine, the Golf Magazine, has some great articles in there about Koepka, but also about Curtis Strange and what he went through to win two. And he almost did it for a third time in Chicago. And on the back nine, a few things just didn't happen the way he did. But he put so much effort into that. It cost him a little in his later in his life. He was just kind of worn out.
No doubt. Curtis Strange does a great job on the ESPN commentary. Sorry, Charlie, got choked up a little bit, but he does a great job on the commentary. He's a great friend of the show, been on with us before, great friend of Charlie. But, you know, what a couple of venues that we have ahead of us. So it's not often that we get Brookline for the U.S. You know, Francis Ouimet won that back in 1913, not 2000. Of course, the greatest game of all time, that movie is based around him. Beating Vardin and really starting up American golf. And then, of course, you go to St. Andrews, which is really the home of golf. So we have a great couple of majors in front of us. I just finished Kevin Robbins' book about Payne Stewart that kind of highlights the 1999 season, which included that spectacular Ryder Cup at Brookline, Charlie.
Yeah, I got a feeling about this.
Captain Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, he knew something was coming on, and that was an incredible morning of watching golf evolve when the American team got the momentum and everybody started winning and winning big, and we had the great putt on 17, which was the famous hole. Justin Leonard making that 40-footer, and the American team going wild. So it's going to be a great, great U.S. Open, and they're going to bring back all these great memories of yesteryear.
I can't wait. Now, in the meantime, we have the Charles Schwab Challenge, of course, going on in Fort Worth. We've discussed in the show today at Colonial Country Club. This has drawn a lot of media attention over the years, Charlie, because this tournament's unofficially associated with Ben Hogan, longtime Fort Worth resident who won the tournament five times. Now, you know, going to school in Fort Worth, I came to learn that Charlie Shady Oaks was kind of at the end of the road, Hogan's official home in Fort Worth, but this golf course, you know, I know over the years he had some input on some of the course renovations. Colonial did hold a very special place in Hogan's heart, didn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes! And he had the Hogan's Alley, and that's where he practiced, and that's where you mentioned Shady Oaks. Great Hogan stories, Ben Byron Nelson stories, but the museum that they have in the Colonial Country Club about Hogan's, you know, all of his U.S. Open victories, and really, you know, he has five, but he really had six, the unofficial U.S. Open that he won. But that was Hogan's Alley, and you had to be spot on with your shaping of all your irons, not only your driver to get it in the fairway, but then the greens are so small, and you're going in, and back then, you know, you're going in with four or five irons. Today, these guys are hitting wedges. It's totally changed that golf course, but it's a fun tournament to watch, and great champions have won there over the years.
Now, this is only one of five events on the PGA Tour that are given invitational status. That's 100% from Hogan's legacy, isn't it? I mean, or was this? Is there another reason that Colonial is an invitational?
Well, Colonial has, you know, years and years and years of returning to the calendar, and so the PGA Tour respects them, and they want a little smaller field. Instead of having 154 players, they got 132 players. People that they like their champions returning, and so on and so forth, like Nicklaus does at Muirfield, which is also coming up. But yeah, it's out of respect for not only Hogan, but the members of Colonial that have put in hours and hours and thousands of volunteer hours to have a championship every year. And that really takes a lot of dedication in making sure that you can have the right sponsors and the right volunteers. So the PGA Tour does value their participation on the PGA Tour.
And Scotty Scheffler, Masters champion for this year, leading the way, tied with Scott Stallings and Bo Hosler at 9-under. Bo Hosler and Scheffler, both University of Texas alumni, as Texas competing at the NCAAs right now. Didn't have a great first day, tied for 11th. But on the other side, we'll get to our winning picks from the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, wrapping up on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network. Nice to have you with us. Charlie, what a leaderboard at Colonial for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Scheffler, P. Reed, Davis Riley, Spieth, they're all there. Who's your pick for this week?
Hosler.
You have Hosler?
I love the kid.
Okay.
He worked with Jim Flick, and I got to know him really well.
I'm going with Harold Varner III. I guess we're out of time here. Charlie, great show today, and we'll see you next week on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
Thank you, Will. Good job. Sean, thanks a lot.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.